Yo, Mia-san, genki ni shiteru? Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast, Sunday edition, where I get to go and talk about whatever the dang I want. Kana? Hey, just make sure to quick and give us some 5-star reviews down at the bottom, share us with your friends, family, people you want to study Japanese, put it on 4chan, whatever you want to do. We're here, we like you guys, free Japanese, every day. Today we're talking about something, a hack that I use to make people that are just learning Japanese sound a lot more fluent than they actually are. For those of you who have lived in Japan, you're going to catch up on this really, really fast. For those of you who have not lived in Japan yet, or been to Japan yet, because you got to go, it's awesome, is these things called filler words. Filler words are words that you use in place of other words. These are very common in every single language. You'll see in, like, for English, for example, words like, well, and things like that. Words that we put in between other words when we're trying to figure out what we want to say or how to say something. Japanese has the same thing. If you hear me speak my English, I'm always saying things like this and like that and, those words are fillers. We can use them in Japanese as well. It's just really bad. You should hear one of my sisters. She says like every word like she like doesn't like know how to like talk like. And it drives me crazy. So don't overuse these filler words. That's a big warning label on this. Don't overdo it. Stick with it like you would almost in English. But we're going to try to find the appropriate filler words in Japanese. The first filler word is well. This well is used at the beginning of a sentence usually. It's like, well, I don't know. Or, well, that would be a good idea if. Well, that well in Japanese is pronounced ja. Ja. Ja, doushiyo. Ja, sore wa ne. Ja, wakaranai ne. That ja is well. In similar fashion, you can use that well when you don't know. For example, sounds like, are you going to go to the movie this weekend? And you could be like, ah, ja. And you can kind of let it hang in the air and then be like, ah, well, it's the same kind of thing there. So you're kind of just letting something happen. Another really, really good one, another really common one is the word for, close I can find it, is what should I say? And there's two words that you can use for this actually, and both are fairly appropriate, but they're used slightly differently. The first is nanka, N-A-N-K-A, if you were to write it in English, nanka. Nanka is what you'd use for in the middle of your sentence usually, sometimes the beginning, but it seems a little more fluid when you're trying to form your own speech. For example, if I said, nanka wakaranai desu ne, I don't know, or sore wa nanka, that's that nanka is an Now, if you're trying to catch, like, a hold in the conversation, a more appropriate way to say that might be the word etto. Etto ne, etto. Etto, usually spelled in English, be E-T-O, if we were to write it in English, etto. Etto is used fairly similarly. And if you read anime, or read manga and watch anime, you'll actually see these things come up a lot. Usually when asked a question, I hear etto used quite often. But eto and nanka are great ways to fill in your own language when trying to use I recommend trying them both out so you can kind of learn the situational uses of the two of them and kind of get the feel for them. The big difference I see is that eto is more of a sound and nanka is used more as like a I don't know or a what. It's a the nanka in it is the nan in nani or nan desu ka, nanka is that nan. Another really, really useful but a little more difficult to use word is sa. Now, if you've ever ridden on a train in Japan and you're sitting there and there's a whole bunch of kokoseis or jugakuseis, any students from high school or middle school, you'll hear this all the time, particularly among girls. Oh my goodness, they'll use this all the time. It is the word sa. Sa is used all the time. If you hear these little girls, they'll be like, etto sa, watashi sa, kono wakaranai sa. And that sa is the word, closest word to English that I can find for is like. Like, I don't like, no, I like this thing, really good. And that like is, that's overused, particularly amongst people in California, we're picking on you, California, is that version of that like, that sa, that we would say in Japanese. You'll see a lot of these sometimes strung together. なんかさ, or じゃあ、えっとね, those kind of, those put them together, like, well, like, and the reason I think these filler words are extremely useful, among others, there's words like あの, which is like, or you'll hear people say instead of yes, or instead of no. They're, all these filler words, or all these sound words, are especially good at cheating. Cheating Japanese. When you're trying to sound more fluent than you actually are, which should be everybody, it's good to put a couple of these words in there to make you sound a little bit better, a little bit more fluent, and to be a little bit more Japanese. The key, however, is not to overuse them and to try to use them in the appropriate circumstance. So, what I recommend doing is going online and watching your normal anime. However, when trying to find those words and seeing how they are used, or just finding a good conversation. With that, though, I will sign off. And remember, 皆さん, 大学でもなんかどこでもなんか間違い悪いっていうわけではなんかね、 大学で日本語を勉強すれば間違いのことがダメみたいですけれども、まあダメみたいではない、ダメなんです。 しかし、現在の社会が日本語を使うつもりなら、きっと、 間違いを通して進歩必要があるんです。ですから皆さん、間違えましょう。それで、じゃあまた明日。I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye!